welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, Mr. B.
What up?
You thought you had a busy last show?
Keep it coming, Pat. Keep it coming.
We are going to keep it coming here. Yeah. Dougal just kind of warmed it up for us today.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Thank you.
And Michelle Visage.
Yeah.
She's awesome on RuPaul's Drag Show. I don't know if you've ever seen the show, but
yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, of course. I've seen the show. Not exactly happy with the winners of a couple of those shows.
Really? Do you even watch the show?
I like Raven.
Raven's awesome.
I liked Raven.
I do like Raven.
Raven did not win.
Nope.
Okay. So what do you think about that?
You just have to watch this year's.
Okay. All right. Yeah. For those of you that are wondering what Benny and I do in our spare time, yes, we do watch RuPaul's Drag Race. probably better than what's on television.
I love the show. Actually, I found out the show, and then I started watching it, and then Lindsay, my girlfriend, started watching it because of me.
Okay.
Usually, you would think it'd be the other way around, right? But it's not.
Do you guys pick it out like up front? Do you like pick out who the winners are up front?
It's a little too early to tell. We kind of like get a little further into the show.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and then we love it after that.
Okay, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is fun conversation. But, you know, I am so excited about today's show. You know, one of the things that I love. Okay, so for those of you out there, and Benny knows this, and we've talked about this. When I was growing up, grew up in the 60s, and, you know, I was part of a band. And I love the whole rock thing. I've met Janis Joplin, all of that stuff.
Wasn't called Woodstock, a group. It's called a band.
It was a band.
This is we're aging now, right?
What's it called now?
They're called, well, no, they're groups, bands.
These were bands, right?
I'm just asking to make sure.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
James, weren't they called bands in the 60s?
Yeah, and groups.
And
both?
Groups, too.
See, it's a little bit of both. That's what I'm saying. I just want to make sure.
A little bit of both.
Band. So what did you call, like, the Rolling Stones? They were like a band.
They're a band.
Okay.
Now they're a group.
Now they're a group. Yeah.
I think they've matured, definitely. If
right.
you can make Super Bowl, you're good.
That's Madonna.
Well, they both are.
She's a band all onto her own. So what I'm saying is that music has always been an extraordinary part of my life.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Benny knows this because from day one when we did this show, you know, we've made pop music and other music part of the venue. So that's why you hear some of the songs you hear. Although Benny will not play Beyonce. I don't know if he will warm up to that again.
I do. I just have my own little beef with her right now.
You do. You and a gazillion
other people.
Even
though now she's a mom and stuff like that. But.
Yeah. But here's the deal.
She went too big too fast. I'm sorry. I'm holding it on to it. I can't let it go.
Yeah. So you must, like, absolutely despise Justin Bieber.
Bro, no, Bieber's fine.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that later.
He's like the young Elvis.
Yes. Oh, my God. He is so not. That's Justin Bieber. Do you think, James, do you think he's like
cute.
A young?
He's a little cute to be Elvis.
He's too cute to be Mr. Rock
I like
Man.
The younger Elvis, though. He's That's not, why. The older he's Elvis, not so
he's
much.
He's not sexing it up quite enough.
No, he's not. You know, but you know what? They're holding back on that.
But, you know, he's still young.
He's still young.
There's plenty of time.
Thank God.
He's going to grow into it.
There's plenty of time for him to hit puberty.
Amen.
Exactly. Wow. So I can't even. That's been so long ago. I don't even remember what that was like. But I want to say we have a great
That's
show.
Sure. Girl, guys are pretty much always going through puberty.
Yeah, and, as a matter of fact. Actually, I think, you know, when you turn 60, guys, my dad told me you turn 60, you go through puberty again.
Again. And then again at 90.
Oh, my God. That
true.
Actually was my grandfather that went through that. We have a great, by the way, we have a great music show for you guys today. And yeah, I grew up being part of a rock band. Now, here's the good news. The good news that I got to go out and I got to hang out with some really cool people. Here's the not so good news. If you've ever heard me sing on the show, you know why I'm still not part of anybody's band. But I so admire people that can sing, that can play music. James Howard is joining me here today. You know, he is somebody that if you live in the greater Seattle area, you know who he is. And not only that, you know, he has won numerous awards. Every time I get to see him, which is almost every week, I'm always amazed at what he can do and how his music inspires so many people. So today we're going to have all of you bask in some amazing live music. We're also going to be playing music from a CD, but that's not the only thing we've got going on. Now, I want to introduce you to someone else who's joining us here today. Now, the reason that this is so important is some of the most inspirational, emotional vocals that I have heard in a really long time come from the voice of this young woman. And I'm going to let you meet James and she in a moment directly. But we've actually played her vocals on previous shows. And so when you can be inspired by music such as these two individuals play, there is a place in your heart that forever resonates with the talent. James, thank you for joining us here today. I want to have you introduce yourself by answering the following question. As a musician, as an artist, and being in this business, what are some of the challenges you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment? And then I want you to introduce this amazing guest vocalist that's joining us.
Well, I think that the biggest obstacle or the biggest challenge for being an artist is the tension that can occur between being an artist and doing it because you love it, because it's a calling, because you feel it in your soul as something that emanates from within, and then the issues of our current system of society that's so strongly tied around the monetary system and making money and all the things that in order to live the requirements of earning money. Because very often with music, it's not necessarily the first choice that people make when they think of how can I make the most money in the world? Let's see, I'll play guitar and sing.
Yeah.
That's maybe a stockbroker or something like that is a better choice.
Yeah. Oh, let me give you another one. Oh, I'll be a positive talk radio host.
Yeah. So sometimes
they're right up there, those two.
Yeah. So sometimes, making change in the world through a healing art, which is music is a healing art, in my opinion. I think I believe it was gifted to the human being for the purpose of healing, to offer inspiration, and it works. That's why people are so attracted to it, because it does. It inspires, and even for that moment, if you go to a concert and you're sitting there listening to the music of somebody that so inspires you, you feel healed for that little bit of time. You forget about all your worries, and
yeah, you do.
Yeah, and so that's a big challenge. But for me, I had a breakthrough around 2000 where I actually kind of let go of the issue of money and just decided to be true to what my purpose was and to let everything else fall in place. And that's what led me up here to Seattle, led me to the Center for Spiritual Living.
Mm-hmm.
And my current path right now, which is I'm comfortable financially. I'm not a billionaire quite yet. Maybe we'll have to check next week to see how my all of my investments are doing.
Okay, good. But,
that's a good answer right there.
It's a good answer.
Oh, yeah. Short term.
But no, I'm very happy. I'm comfortable, and I'm doing what I love doing. I play music. I teach music. I diversify with my art, and so. But it took me kind of really letting go and just really giving it away. And it took a leap of faith for me.
Yeah.
Of just deciding I'm just going to do it and just let the rest of it take care of itself.
Yeah, that's exactly the way it was for me.
Yeah.
But you know, this is part of having a show that is so dedicated to inspiration and vibration. Now, you brought along a guest with you.
Yes.
And many of us have gotten to hear her amazing voice on a lot of the tracks and a lot of the music, and you guys have gotten to play together.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you do a brief introduction, and then I'm going to lay a few questions on her.
Okay, well, I met Rhea Sheree as our guest.
Mm-hmm.
I met Rhea Sheree probably about 10 years ago and heard her sing and was blown
away.
She
was like this big. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember when she was like this big? I remember that.
Yeah. And
look at her now, baby.
I was blown away by her vocals, just such a natural warmth and passion and soulfulness. And so when I was recording my CD, Celebrate Life, I asked if she would come help out, and she did, and graced the CD with her voice and her inspiration and her ideas, her arrangement ideas. And in fact, one of the songs we'll sing today for you, The Greatest Love, we worked the vocals out together in the studio.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea, what's your journey been like? I mean, you know, here you are, you're on the show, you're on CDs, and I remember that, I think I remember one of the first times, I think, that I've ever really heard you in a solo vocalist performance. It was just amazing. It was just crazy good. But, you know, here you are. You've gone through a lot of steps, a lot of changes. So what are the challenges you have had to push aside?
It's so good to be here.
It's great to have you.
Well, when I was a child, I had a very classic traumatic experience on the stage. The very first time I went out on stage, I had something that scared me so greatly that I became afraid to go back on a stage again. And the second time I was a teenager, I went on stage, I sang half of a song, forgot the second half of the song, went off stage, passed out. But came back to and went back on for the second song. So I did get to complete that dream. I also had the messages about, you know, you want to be something real, like being a musician isn't really real. You want to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer or something like that. And so just pulling the love of music sort of from my feet up into mm-hmm. my heart and letting it come out with the confidence that this gift is needed in the world and that's what I'm here to do was not natural for me. You know, it took some work.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you it does. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's going to be all about the music. Get ready to open up your hearts. Listen from within, because when we come back, the entire next segment, you're going to get to hear a combination of live music. I'm excited about it. And some music from this just incredible hit CD by James. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Have you ever thought that you could live the essence of gratitude? By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy. Magic starts to appear when we connect ourselves to the essence of gratitude. The openness of our heart allows each one of us to express abundance and creativity in all areas of life. Create your own personalized work of art in the form of a mandala. The goal of this Essence of Gratitude mandala is to harmonize you with the vibration of gratitude and to help you to integrate it so that it becomes second nature to you and that it supports you in the manifestation of the life of your dreams. To get your mandala infused with the Essence of Gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences by utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living. Participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, along with maximizing your potential and greatest dreams. For more information as well as a course schedule, please visit them at spectrumlifedesign.com. That's spectrumlifedesign.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Magic fingers, for sure. James Howard joining us here today, and special guest vocalist Riz joining us as well. We're going to hear more about their stories, each of them, where they are now, what has inspired them. I want to just say that we have two sets of CDs to give away. We have James Howard Celebrate Life, and we have James Howard Live in Seattle Volume 1. So we have two sets of those to give away. Yeah, two sets to give away. I'll just give us a shout at our 800 number, 1-800-930-2819, and Brian will pick up the phone and get your information. We'd love to give those away, 1-800-930-2819. So I want to ask each of you, we're going to play a song right now.
Yes.
And we're going to tell everybody what that is. But I want to hear from each of you, is what inspired you to pick this song to record and play? James?
Oh, well, writing a song is to me is a co-creative process. It's a process of channeling an inspiration, which is just jamming, just allowing something to come through.
Yeah.
And what I tell my students, the most important thing to do is to document it, to record it somehow, write down the lyric, especially in the middle of the night. This song came to me in the middle of the night while I was sleeping. It's one of the hardest things to do when you're tired in the middle of the night. You're laying in bed. Some song comes to you and you drag yourself out of bed to a recording device. But it's really important because it's the same thing as trying to remember a dream. You ever had that where you had this most wonderful dream and you're laying in bed and, oh, I'll remember it in the morning, and then you wake up, you don't remember it?
Yeah, it never happens.
Rarely ever.
It's like, what was that dream?
Well, songs are the same kind of thing because they come from the collective unconscious. They're kind of floating around and they come through when you're traveling around out there. And so this song came through in the middle of the night, and I can witness the truth of it. I listen back to it and I can hear what's true about it. And if there's some truth in it, then I'll work on it. I'll start crafting it. And that's where my part comes in, spending the time to work on the words, to develop the different ideas for the chords. And I can hear when it becomes true. It's kind of like Michelangelo when he was asked how he carved the David, he said he carved away everything that was not the David.
That's right.
Because he had some vision of the truth within there. And songs are that way too. You have to be willing to stay with it and to carve it out. And I think this song is really a special song. I mean, when I listen to it, when I perform it, I can still feel the truth in it. And that's why I keep performing it. I think that it has something to offer, some healing, some inspiration that it can offer for the listener.
I love it. Ree, how about you? I mean, you've gotten asked to do like vocals here, do this, do that, sing that. And, you know, every time I hear you, it's like you're inspired immediately. Doesn't matter what it is. How about this song for you? What does it mean to you?
When James played the song for me and asked and said he was inviting me to see what came through, it was immediate. You know, the song touched me. I felt its bigness. I felt its universality, and it did. It came straight through, and it was actually a fairly fast process. And honing the craft of singing this song together has been so much fun, and we've gotten to present it in some places with some wonderful people, and so it's just beautiful.
Jazz, you're doing it here. So tell everybody what the song is, and let's kick it up.
It's called The Greatest Love. was a love unconditional. It sings throughout the years. One love that washes over you. In the laughter and the tears, like the beauty from a mountaintop, as deep as the sea. Grand as the universe, a simple harmony. You are the strength when I'm weakest. You are the eyes I see with. When I fall, you lift me up. You are the friend that I count on. You give me hope to carry on. You fill my heart, you're in my soul. You are the greatest love.
You are the greatest love.
Pray you come to me.
Come to me.
Grace is all I need. I give you all.
The strength when I'm weakest. You are the eyes I see with. When I fall, you lift me up. You are the friend that I count on. You give me hope to carry on. You fill my heart, you're in my soul. Yes, you are. You are the dream, I'm the dreamer. You're the song, I'm the singer. You're in the sun, the moon, the stars. Yeah. And as I give my life to you, and all the good that comes through you, you fill my heart. You're in my soul. You are the greatest love. The greatest love. The greatest love.
Amazing.
Thank
How
you.
Does it make each of you feel?
I feel enlightened.
Go ahead.
Like a big heart expanding.
Ah! Seriously.
I feel a little sweaty.
Oh, do you? It's all yeah. the big spotlights, isn't
it? Is that
it?
What it is?
Yeah. It's just working up a sweat. But, you know, honestly, I don't think I've ever met anybody that plays a guitar that didn't work up a sweat.
Yeah, there's energy passing through, isn't it?
No, well, I'm telling you. I mean, it's work.
Yeah. Well, it's play.
It is play.
It is work learning the guitar, though.
Yeah, we won't even go there.
But playing the guitars.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the reward we get. The hours and hours of work to learn, and then we get to play.
I'm surprised you did. I wanted you to get that picture with all the sweat on his face. Now he's wiped it off. That, you know, all that means is we're going to play another song. Let's go to break. We're going to play a song going out to the break. When we come back, you're going to be introduced to lots of great music. We're going to be singing the entire rest of the show. For those of you, we do have one set of the CDs left. You're going to want to get this really quickly. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to give you websites, let you know how to get copies of the CDs, and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
If you want love, then give love. If you want love, then give love, yeah. Be the change you want in the world. It's the path of the mystic. If you want joy,
joy,
then smile on your brothers and your sisters.
Smile on each other.
Spread a little to your brothers and your sisters.
Hey, hey, hey.
stick.
That's what I'm talking about, Benny. Yeah. Wow. I got a question for each of you. Okay. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Pat Show. It's a special music edition. James Howard joining us here today. Rhea joining us here as well. And two questions I have. And, you know, Rhea, for me, I've gotten to see you, and I mentioned this before. I remember seeing you, and I remember just like little girl almost. You know what I'm saying, James, right?
Yeah, she does have that little girl innocent
she
kind
does.
Of thing about her. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to go into like a whole Britney Spears thing about that right now, but you get what I'm saying. It was
moving
like,
right along.
You're moving right along. And so here you are, you're blossoming, and you're doing a lot of things. I want to ask you a question about the spiritual nature of your journey. What is it about spirituality and music that has inspired you? Are they separate? Are they together? What's your spiritual journey been like?
There was a point in my life where I had been living for a while not singing.
Mm.
And I received the amazing gift of seeing Center for Spiritual Living service at Benaroya Hall when they used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Easter service, their choir, under direction of Eric O'Dell, they sang this amazing song, Mother Teresa's prayer that she had on her wall.
Yeah.
And it opened my heart, and I had just this aha moment that if I'm not singing, then I'm dying.
Mm.
So for me, music is life. Like that's not just some bumper sticker somewhere. For me, if I'm not allowing that to have its way with me, then I'm literally dying, which is what was happening in my life at the time.
I love that. You know, and part of this is how we run into people that remind us of the truth of who we are.
Mm.
And here you are. Now, you two are sidekicks. Now, James, before we, you know, get going here, I want to just tell everybody, if you want to see James in person, first of all, let me tell you, go to his website, which is jameshowardmusic.com, jameshowardmusic.com. If you want to find out where you can actually see him in person, he has a list of his upcoming events. On February 5th, you're going to be in Bellevue, as I understand it. Tell everybody about that. That's good. That's at the Unity,
At the Unity of Bellevue,
nice.
And I'll be the featured musical guest there. This service coming up Sunday, February 5th, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., I believe, are their services.
That's right.
Yeah.
So No Super Bowl excuses. It's way early enough for everybody to go. And then you're also going to be in Seattle on the 10th. And I understand you're going to be in Bothell. That's my group. I'm living in Bothell.
Yeah, I do acoustic solo show at the Wild
Wow
Vine Bistro.
Yeah.
And it's nice. Great. I get to play all my acoustic original singer-songwriter stuff, plus all my favorite tunes from the 70s. And, you know, like Cats in the Cradle is one that I really loved when I was a kid.
Nice.
I'm really digging on this tune by Jason Mraz called I'm Yours. I love that song.
Nice.
I have a reggae feel. But I like – it's a different thing because I also do blues, and as you know, I do the churches. So
yeah.
There are different communities that I serve, and there's different music that I play for the different communities.
Yeah, and, yeah. You know, we're hearing you on acoustic right now. Yeah. I get to hear you on that electric guitar, which just, like, makes me go absolutely crazy.
Really?
Rhea Sheree, now, look, yes. Where can we find you?
Well,
because I know you've got an incredible spiritual journey, but I think we all want to know where we're going to find you.
Thank you. I'm a regular, I regularly appear at Genesis Global Spiritual Center in Burien. And for the next couple of months, I'm taking a break from New Thought Churches in the Sound. I'm pausing for station identification. made a decision to do some life organizing to create a platform from which to, so then I can present myself and say this is where I'll be.
So life organizing is kind of cool because what I hear you saying is that you're going to take a moment and breathe. And, you know, I was really sick for a lot of years here. And the radio was my inspiration. And I remember saying to myself one day that I live in the present moment of every breath I take. And that's actually what I hear you doing. That's what I hear you saying is, when we take that station break, it's to remind us that we truly do live in the present moment of every breath you take.
Yes.
And deep gratitude for that. So mm-hmm. I'm excited. I hope you'll come back. You know, when you've decided or helped craft, you know, an amazing platform for yourself and a vision.
Beautiful.
It's incredible. And, you know, James, for you, I mean, I so associate you with a high vibration of spirituality, but I'm so curious about your journey because there is whenever you see a guy playing an electric guitar like you do,
mm-hmm.
You always make up these stories, right? I grew up on the East Coast.
What kind of stories?
Well, I'll tell you right now.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I grew up on the East Coast. So I love going into, I love blues. Love going to that Blue Note Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Love going into Manhattan. Bam. And we can get into those stories.
Sure.
But you can see the association that we have with electric guitar. You know, the bands. What does it mean to play electric guitar the way you do?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we don't really talk about the spiritual connection that an artist like you has. What is that spiritual connection about for you today?
Well, it's interesting. When I look at my favorite electric guitarist, I see a spiritual component to, like, Jimi Hendrix is very spiritual.
Is he your favorite?
He's one of my favorites.
All right.
He inspired me when I was about 13. I remember seeing him thinking, wow, okay. This guy's wild. And, John Lennon was a very spiritual fellow. And even Stevie Ray Vaughan, very spiritual blues guitar player. There's a spirituality to music. It's just there. And most artists, if they're in touch with that force that's bringing the music through, it's spiritual. That's where it comes from. There's no way to avoid it. And even though there are the trappings of, with anything that comes with fame or fortune or the illusion of power that seems to come with that, and sometimes people abuse that. And I've had my challenges in those areas. And I recently was married. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary this last year. And that was an important spiritual path for me, marriage. I was given that as a vision.
Mm.
And to me, marriage is about integrating your roots, your love. They use that term falling in love. That means you go from the heart down through this personal power thing where relationships often have trouble, right?
Yeah, totally.
You guys start fighting over your own personal power space.
Yeah, we've been
down
there.
To the sexual creative area. You integrate that with love. Then you go all the way down to the root chakra, to your tribal, to your family, where you think of, I think of my wife as equal or ahead of my own needs. We're a family. We're together. And that integrates it up to God, to the top chakra. That's those kinds of things are what's helped me to pass by being destroyed by some of the same trappings that have destroyed people like Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Although Stevie Ray Vaughan was on an upswing, but still many artists. I looked at that very early on and I saw, gosh, all of these artists. And you see Kurt Cobain committing suicide and you start thinking, wow, maybe being rich and famous, these people arrive there, but yet they're committing suicide. Maybe there's something else that's more important than that.
I grew up with, you know, in the 60s, of course, and got to really get into the whole the music scene that was going on back mm-hmm. then. And I think when Morrison, Hendrix, and Joplin died on a very mm-hmm. close period of time, it was a shocking thing. I mean, some of the most prominent people in the music, icon is not even the right word for these people. And to see them die at a very young age and to really mm-hmm. process that and what that means was very difficult growing up as a kid in that era. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're right. You know, we have this idea, and yet the evolution of music to what it is today has really taken a beautiful turn, don't you think?
I do. I think that there's a, they call it the new generation of kids. What's the indigo children?
The indigos and the rainbows.
Yeah, and the crystals and the rainbows.
Right,
and
we've reached an evolution in consciousness and it's coming up through the children. And, you know, it was a little bit harder for us because we paved the way. And spiritual programs that came through, like Course in Miracles was a big inspiration for me. That's been and Vipassana meditation is something I practice, which is Buddha, comes from Buddha. I think those are, for me, those have been, those two things in particular have helped me. And Science of Mind has helped me a lot. You know, paying attention to my thoughts, what I'm thinking, what I'm saying, and is it what I want? Is it in alignment with my highest vision? And so we have these technologies that we've brought forth. And now I think, even though it seems like there's this polarizing where many things are getting better and other things seem to be getting worse, I think it's because it's bringing these fear-based, shadowy issues up to the surface. They're coming up. And they have to come out. They have to come out of the shadows for us to see them clearly and to know how to heal them. And I think Gandhi was such a great teacher when he was attempting to oust the British Empire from their abusive controls in India. He always said it was never about any individual. When he would meet with the leaders, he always said, I don't have any problem with you as a person. He would always send love to each person as an individual. But yet he addressed that there were some institutionalized dysfunctions that were going on that really needed to, that were not serving the people of India. And I think there are some things in the United States that are that way now. I think the Occupy Wall Street movement is looking at that. You know, no hatred toward individuals, always love for people because really we're here about healing, right? But still address issues when we see, well, there seems to be some activities going on that are not serving the whole, seem to be serving some small percentage of people, yet at the expense of a greater.
Well, and part of this is really coming to the place where we recognize that healing was not meant to be healing without action. And that's what you're starting to see is healing in action. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we got lots more music for you. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to find out more about James and his upcoming schedule, he's got lots of really cool things going on. Go to jameshowardmusic.com. Get a copy of his CDs. We'll be right back with the show.
Old wishes, the next phase, the big dream. Once I get my fill, I'll be chasing moonbeam. Oh, clean and smooth, I hit the ground. Met a soul who'd show me around. Asked me for some money, but the shadow side, the free, the bound. He didn't have a place to stay.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You know what? Let's get right into it. Let's join James and Rhea and sing. Take a moment to think about our lives, everybody. You know, this is something that you don't want to get sick. You don't want to lose the things you have. You don't want to go through a traumatic experience to take time to celebrate life. I mean, you certainly can do it that way. I know that, you know, from my path, it's been that way. And that is not what I'm calling into my life these days. But if you have gone that path and you're thinking, what is it about my life that I can be grateful about? Or do you turn around and look at somebody that you know or don't know and give them a smile? The point to all of this is that you take time to celebrate life. It is a precious, precious thing. You know, I was serious when I said I live in the present moment of every breath I take, because I was never really sure if I was going to take another breath. And when you live in that place, there's a place of gratitude you come from. But here is James and Rhea, because this is a time for all of us, regardless of what your outside circumstances are about, what your life is about, it's really time to celebrate. So everybody get ready. Let's celebrate life together.
So celebrate life. Follow your dreams. Celebrate love, it's in between. Celebrate faith to see you through. Celebrate me, I'll celebrate you in my life. I lost my way, and out of the darkness I began to pray. I said, help me, help me. Yes, show me the way. I've tried to be strong, to do it on my own. And now I know we're never alone. Celebrate life, follow your dreams. Celebrate love, it's in between. Celebrate faith to see you through. Celebrate me, I'll celebrate. Celebrate you. Ooh. I got off on my knees and I opened the door to let the sun in. I hadn't noticed before this light I see, the song I hear, a beautiful melody, rhythm and harmony.
Celebrate life,
follow your dreams,
celebrate love,
it's in between,
celebrate faith
to see you through,
celebrate me, I'll celebrate,
celebrate you.
It's all in your mind.
Ooh, don't give up on hope,
just give it more time.
Celebrate life, follow your dreams,
celebrate love,
it's in between.
Celebrate faith
to see you through,
celebrate me, I'll celebrate you.
Celebrate life, follow your dreams, celebrate love, it's in between.
Celebrate faith
to see you through,
celebrate me.
Awesome. Hey,
thank you.
Good job. I want to thank you guys for joining me here today.
Namaste.
And I want to do something kind of the way we started the show. I'd like to end it with music, have you both sing. But before I do, I want to ask each of you what your personal message is. And then, James, you can pick the song of your choice. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave everybody with today?
The message I would like to leave is that the highest work we can do in the world is a work of service, where we use our gifts, our talents, our abilities to bring healing to the world, to bring love to the world, to bring peace and joy and freedom, and to leave the planet having left it a little better than before we came.
Love is all there is. Love is all you need. It's all I need. It's all we need. When we focus on our awareness that love is the center of all, it will carry us forward and it will hold us in our healing.
Thank you both for joining us here today. For those of you who want to find out more about James, check it out. Go to jameshowardmusic.com. The CDs we were playing today and the music that you heard came from Celebrate Life. It's right there on his site. You could get them. And then Live in Seattle, Volume 1. Thank you guys for joining me here today.
Thank
and we're
going to
end
us.
This show with some awesome live music. Go for it.
Breathe in love. Breathe out compassion.
Hey.
I speak only truth. Ooh. I live by intention.
Hey.
I think what I want to think, and that's what I call freedom. Before I start the day, out in the world of illusion,
illusion,
I remember who I am.
Thank goodness for that.
Instead of more confusion, unless I want to spin my wheels, I can come to no other conclusion. It's sunny or rainy weather. Just go on out the door. Nature's always changing. Sometimes less, sometimes more. or dry, I'm still the same. And that's how I'm gonna play the game. Breathe out compassion.
Breathe out compassion.
I speak only truth.
Speak only truth.
I live by intention.
Live by intention.
I think what I want to think. And that's what I call freedom.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.